You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to the wonderful world of What the Fuck Are You Watching? I am Devil Christmas. Thank you for joining us today. I'm not alone. Who's with me, you might ask?
I'm logging off. You're alone.
She wants a cracker. I think I should get off her first. It's Satan Thanksgiving.
Wow. Okay.
How are you doing today, Satan?
Oh, I'm okay, I guess. That was a lot of weird stuff all at once.
But that's not all. He'll plant you a house. He'll build you a tree. It's Diablo Hanukkah.
Have you ever been not stoned for so long that you kind of like intimate being stoned?
No.
This is making me feel stoned. I haven't been stoned in a long time. So, Satan, tell me, what the fuck are you watching?
Please fucking tell us.
Well, today we're watching Slow Torture Puke Chamber. I did not write down the year for this movie. I have no idea what year it was.
2010, I believe.
I was going to say sometime after 2008. That's all I know.
Hell yeah.
2010? Well, the last one was 2008, so.
It's 2010.
Written and directed by Lucifer Valentine, of course.
A right paragon of creativity, that one.
Yeah.
We have our usual star, Amira LaVey. We have Hope Likens, fan favorite Hank Skinny.
Yeah, fucking Hank Skinny's back.
Then there's a few that I don't fucking remember seeing, but we have Sherry Caruso, Ashjad Nadim. I kind of think.
Yeah, who are these people, by the way? Who's Beelzebub? I don't remember any of these fuckers making an appearance.
Natas, and Miss Lucy.
Yeah. Oh, you remember Miss Lucy? Come on.
Stan. Is that Miss Pig?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Miss Pig's going to probably be Miss Lucy or Natas.
I liked Miss Pig.
Well, before we get started today, considering these are just really just fetish movies, I wanted to ask you guys, have you unlocked any new fetishes since we started our journey through these movies?
Definitely not.
Oh, I don't know. See, I haven't had the opportunity to try it in real life yet, per se, but this gagging, you know, like, especially when it's on the foot of an unborn fetus.
Oh, yeah.
That might do something for me. Okay. I don't know for sure yet, but maybe. I'm willing to try.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anything we've watched has unlocked any new kinks for me.
So you're not, like, into puking and stuff?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
But, you know, the last movie with the lesbian porn, that was nice. So I guess it made me a little more. It made me a little more into women, I guess.
Yeah.
You might be a lesbian.
So you like Muff.
I definitely didn't get any new fetishes from our vomit gore excursion.
Yeah.
But I might have a thing for ankle socks.
Yeah.
During our bouquet of guts and gore movie, the girl's wearing ankle socks, and I was like, wow, that's pretty hot. Then he cut her foot off, and it was still pretty hot.
Okay.
And then he peeled the sock off, like a like he was peeling a banana.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did.
And my wig flew all the way back.
Wig flew the chat.
So, I guess I have a thing for ankle socks.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's good to know. I don't own any ankle socks, but probably won't buy any either.
We here at What the Fuck Are You Watching are always on a quest for personal growth and enlightenment through these movies that we watch. And I would like to thank you all for going on this quest with us.
I've all engaged right. in nothing of the sort.
Yeah, I know. I was like, this is a lot of stuff he's saying right now.
I think I've devolved as a human pretty much categorically.
I have been saying stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that a lot of apologize. Stuff that's not true.
A few things of note before we get started on our movie. Our leaderboard is now open to the public. In the description of every episode, you'll find a link to our leaderboard if you want to check it out. That's where we rank all the movies that we've watched so far. And I would also like to shout out Lisa for keeping track of our leaderboard on a sheet of paper for so long.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever tried to change rankings on a leaderboard on a single sheet of paper, but it's not easy.
Okay, I didn't have just one single sheet.
Oh, yeah, you had like a whole map key and everything.
Yeah.
It was wild. We appreciate you, Liz.
Uh-huh.
You bitch.
Yeah.
We also have a voicemail box.
Yeah.
That you can call in and leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. So it'll also be linked in the description through SpeakerPipe. Because
right.
Google Voices is nothing but a fucking bitch to me. So.
Did you say SpeakerPipe?
SpeakerPipe.
Yeah, SpeakerPipe.
Yeah.
What a name.
Voicemails can only be 2 minutes long.
Preferential treatment given to anyone who immediately screams fucker right in the pussy.
Hell yeah. We also have a couple messages from our listeners today that I'd like to share with you guys.
Okay.
First one is from, I'm guessing it's like a username or something. Flower Goddess.
No, that's probably on the birth certificate.
And, it reads, Chris has the sexiest voice ever. Oh my God, I want to stuff his face full of tofu and sit on his face until he dies.
Okay.
That's hot.
I think maybe you made that one up.
Well, that sounds legit.
Oh, wait, this is my fan fiction.
It's your self-published fan fiction.
I emailed it to myself so I wouldn't forget it.
That's lovely.
All right, our next message comes from Alex. Hey, I just found your podcast. Work has been slow, so I've been listening to podcasts about shitty movies. Okay, I don't know if they've all been shitty movies.
Most of them.
They have.
Whatever.
Can you confirm?
I'm not sure if you're familiar, but a great website to watch the worst movies is fdupmovies.com. Never heard of it.
What's that?
Piracy is bad. Okay.
I'm a God-fearing man.
Yes. Me too.
Huge dick on that one.
And I think you should just review every movie from A to Z.
Oh,
laughing face. Crying.
It's going to be a hard pass for me, Alex.
Crying laughing face.
I don't think I could do every movie.
Every movie from A to Z.
First of all, I would never engage in piracy, but it also just seems like a pretty substantial catalog.
Yeah.
I'm down to do it as long as we don't have to go in alphabetical order.
Oh, okay. Do a randomizer?
Yeah.
I'll do it if Alex sits on my lap the whole time.
Anyway, I enjoy your energies, and it feels like I'm just listening to my friends talk while I'm at work. Love from Philly, Alex.
That's awesome.
Yeah, give me an Oscar because I fucking hate these people.
I wonder if she knows Dave.
Oh, yeah. Dave from Philly.
Hell yeah. We need to hear from David again. It's been a while.
Oh, hey, that was really awesome, though, that this Alex person took the time to email us.
Hell yeah.
That was really cool.
Super cool. And, you know, we've all been there. You know, we're all counting shit, fucking soldering shit.
yeah.
Taking metal things and turning them into smaller metal things. And we can all appreciate a podcast that allows us to kill time a little bit faster.
Yeah.
So we're here for you.
I too appreciate that quality in podcasts I listen to. I like it to be just like evidently like friends just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to hear that it's coming off that way.
Yeah. Chris is doing a good job editing.
So you might be wondering, hey, you guys are talking about slow torture puke chamber. I wonder if maybe it's something, the kids could watch later on tonight. Well, we hear it. What the fuck are you watching? Got you covered with the Parents Guide. So the Parents Guide for Slow Torture Puke Chamber, Sex and Nudity has been rated severe.
Yeah.
In Slaughtered Vomit Dolls, Regurgitated Sacrifice, and this film, emetophilia is the main theme. Many characters vomit and desecrate corpses for sexual pleasure, including blood.
It could be consecrate, depending on your religious preference.
Very shocking. Almost constant nudity involving graphic close-ups of different women's vaginas.
Oh no.
That is true.
Masturbation involving a crucifix. Scenes involving urination, including drinking of urine. A scene of unsimulated urination, including the drinking of said urine. Violence and gore has also been rated severe.
Yeah.
A woman has a funnel attached to her mouth with tape by another woman. Then the other woman vomits blood into the funnel to make the other woman choke on the vomit, which makes her vomit as well. This is unsimulated and extremely explicit.
Yeah.
Profanity has... also been rated severe. But then it says limited profanity.
Limited profanity.
Well, see, this is a caveat that I don't really understand how to, like, I don't know the metrics behind this, because comparatively to other films of this length, there aren't a lot of words spoken in general.
True. Uh-huh. True.
But I would argue that a majority of them are, it could be described as coarse.
It's profane. It is very profane.
Yeah.
Stories of child molestation are extremely disturbing.
And, yeah, that's about the only words we get in this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking has been rated moderate.
Hey.
Drug and alcohol consumption. Frightening and intense scenes been rated severe. Extremely disturbing, disgusting, and horrific.
You say horrific?
Horrific.
Okay.
I attempted to say horrific, but I don't know if it came out wrong.
Oh, no, it was a curiosity. I don't, you know.
I didn't even hear how he said it.
Yeah, Lisa's used to it by now.
Well.
Probably.
And then in the little, Mary's the Oats and Dozy Oats and Little Ann's the Ivy.
You're doing a good job.
I think you're doing great.
In the spoiler section. On the Parents Guide, in case you don't want to give away important plot points.
Oh.
This is important.
Sex and nudity has a little entry. A man rapes a fetus. This is incredibly disturbing and horrible.
God, stop it.
It is horrible. But you could say it's also, well, so what's worse? Is dead baby worse than dead anything? If dead is the precursor?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, kinda... I guess not really.
Well, that baby wasn't dead for a while.
No, but it sure ended up that way.
Oh, yeah. Before or after the raping?
Well, unclear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into it. Another little spoiler on the violence and gore section. This is probably the most disturbing movie ever made. A man cuts open a man cuts open a pregnant woman's stomach, ripping out the fetus, and doing the following to it: spitting on it, raping it, vomiting on it repeatedly, slapping it with its mother's intestines, putting it in a blender and grinding it up, drinking the fetus smoothie, vomiting it back into the blender, and drinking his vomit again. That's the Hank Skinny special right there.
Oh my God. I don't know how, but I blocked out the whole fucking baby scene until you just mentioned it.
Oh, that was the anchor that brought it home, though. It was near the end, in fact.
As soon as he mentioned it, I remembered all of it, but I somehow blocked it out until he mentioned it.
Well, seeing it in words, I think, is a lot worse than seeing it.
That's what I was going to say. Just hearing you read that was worse than watching it.
Well, yeah, because again, the words are missing a bit of context in that, first of all, they just you say baby raping, but it's like a fetus fondling.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That looked like a full baby.
Yeah, I guess. But then also, like, did it actually look like a full baby? Because then there's that. It's not like the effects were like, man, that's a real baby.
It looked terrible. It was obviously not like anything like a real baby.
It's probably the worst baby.
So then there's that.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen better baby rapings.
Yeah, for real. But anyway, that's it for this week's Parents Guide.
Yeah.
So what did we arrive at? This is like this is the future liberals want?
It's gotta be, man. This is what happens when you don't go to church.
Yeah, this is like pro-choice to the ninth degree or something.
Big time. Yeah, that's what they do when you get an abortion.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens to your baby.
I can't even deal with you guys tonight.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
You should be beyond used to it by now.
I know. I know, I should.
Well, I think it's time to get into our fucking recap, if we can pull it off.
Yeah.
How do we want to go about this? Because I guess we can note that it starts off, they finally adopted the, like, let's just open with the fucking disclaimers.
Had the girl.
How'd you guys feel about that disclaimer?
Well, part of it confused me. It's referenced that she had seen, she says she's the one playing Miss Aberdeen.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the new girl. I don't know. I'm confused. Because she said she saw the first one, and that made her want to work. And I was like, but are all these characters called Angela? Is that what that's about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that clears up that confusion for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She's the new,
yeah,
like, main person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the new Angela.
Yeah, so
she's got, like a melted baby doll face. Right?
She's got, like,
I don't know if it was the makeup.
She's got big eyes.
She does have gigantic eyes.
I was like, I can't remember now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Like, real blue, real big eyes.
That's fucking like anime chubby, eyes.
Like, Cabbage Patch doll cheeks.
So what do you think?
Slapped around.
What do you think the plot is to this movie?
I think the plot,
according to the disclaimer.
No, I was going to say, I think the plot is we're just continuing this bullshit. Oh, Angela killed herself, and now we're doing some weird, like, new Angela still getting fucked up.
even according to this, like, disclaimer, they're really trying to, like, push this narrative that it's all the journey of one Miss Angela Aberdeen. But that's, like, not what's happening. Baseline, it's just a porno.
Yeah.
But, like, a niche, poorly made porno. And then it's got, like, the real plot has got to be this guy is trying to, like, craft the perfect slave bitch. And Angela Aberdeen is the name he's picked out or something.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because this is, like, round however many.
Well, we had a little bit of that in Regurgitated, where right. one of the girls is like, I'm blisters.
Yeah.
And I think it's maybe a little bit fleshed out here, if you could call it that.
Well, there was flesh.
All the girls are named Angela Aberdeen. And yeah. I think they at least made it a point to connect old Angela Aberdeen with the new one, because it's like the exact same things that were happening to her in the beginning were happening to the new one. It would cut.
Yeah.
And they would just kind of switch places.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like signifying that this is the new Angela Aberdeen.
So
yeah, I guess so. Because like the first 10 minutes were just like a recap of the previous movie too. It was like even the same clips, even the bloody penis sucking.
To me, it felt like they were saying like, yeah, the old Angela's dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
And this is like the reborn version or something.
The reincarnation.
And so to me, when they were doing the flashes between the old Angela and the new Angela, it felt like this is like she did this before, you know?
Yeah.
Like deja vu kind of things.
Okay.
Like maybe I've been here before.
Yeah. And then
in the same situation, you know,
because
they were obviously different rooms.
And then, like, every other woman in this movie is called Angela Aberdeen.
Woman in the movie is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At least Miss Piggy or Miss Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm not buying this. Like, I know they keep trying to shove this narrative, but they're either, like, not executing it or they're just, like, trolling us or something. I don't think this is, like, the descent of a singular, like, dude. I think this is about whoever the filmer is, like, into a very specific thing.
And I said that I thought the other ones were all, like, versions of her, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because the one was, like, Miss Lake Washington or something, you know?
Yeah. No, you're probably right. It's just so... It's hard for me to, like, buy into there being, like, any artistic credibility in this endeavor whatsoever.
Yeah.
I think what... I think what the artist is trying to say is we all...
They're trying to claim it's art.
We all have a little bit of Angela Aberdeen inside of us.
Yeah, let's just puke that shit out.
It's the whole, like, fucking Lost Girl thing, right? Every runaway prostitute girl is an Angela Aberdeen.
I guess so.
And the cycle continues.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on with old Angela Aberdeen? And when we left off in Regurgitated Sacrifice, she, after a suicide...
Mm-hmm.
I guess she descends into hell, where she fucking makes out with the black angels of hell, fucking hang out on a bed for a while. So what happens after that?
Maybe she gives birth to this Angela? I don't know. Wasn't she pregnant then?
She was very pregnant.
Yeah.
Which, thank you, Lucifer Valentine, for not making the pregnant lady do a bunch of fucking crazy shit. She just got to make out with fucking twins.
Yeah, I guess so. She was fucking... She wasn't pregnant anymore when she was sucking bloody dick.
No.
No, she was all snatched again, wasn't she?
Yeah, I don't know if it was before or after pregnancy, but yeah, she definitely wasn't pregnant.
Hmm.
Or wasn't showing, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what happened to her. Maybe... Are we, like, wondering...
I'm trying to look, like, through my notes and figure out what the fuck was going on. I'm just wondering
what's going on with old Angela Aberdeen in this movie.
I don't know, because they only show clips of her from the previous one, so, or at least that I noticed.
Well, I think all her fucking piss wizard scenes are...
Was that her?
Yes.
Yeah, she's the one that looks old now.
She's not doing well.
Yeah, she's been living a hard life, it looks like.
It was only 2 years. I didn't know that was her doing that.
Well, look way different.
I mean, there's a lot of pissing, but I didn't know that any of it was her.
Yep, that was her.
All that like hotel room when they're putting plastic down.
Well, good for her. I'd rather piss than throw up.
True.
Is that a promotion?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing like she completes the descent into hell. That's what I assumed would happen.
Yeah.
And I guess her hell is just fucking pissing in a motel room. It kind of lost me on that one.
This is what I mean. I don't want to like acknowledge this narrative at all because it's it's either just bullshit or it's so contrived and poorly like displayed that it's like nonsense.
True. Yeah. Especially when it comes to old Angela. I was kind of down with like new Angela walking the same path and everybody's Angelas, I guess. I could fucking be okay with that. But when it comes to old Angela being a fucking piss wizard, I had no idea what the fuck was going on there. She's like Spider-Woman, but instead of fucking webs, it's piss, dude. She's climbing walls and shit, just peeing, sitting on a fucking sink, peeing.
Yeah. She did a lot of peeing.
Nightstand, peeing. She does like a fucking headstand, pees on her own face.
Mm-hmm.
These disclaimers are getting progressively longer. First movie had zero disclaimer. Uh-huh. Second movie had a little one-screen disclaimer.
Yep.
This disclaimer goes on for over 3 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long time.
It was sort of a preamble to what I thought was going to be like the most stellar entry into the saga, and it wasn't. It was a real letdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, like, he must be getting fucking tons of shit for these movies.
Probably.
Maybe deserved. Maybe not.
It was probably based on the feedback. My guess is he probably tried to, like, get this, like, sell it to, like, someone to distribute, and they were like, fuck you. This is wild.
Yeah.
I think things get a little bit weirder here on this one. Because Amira Levain, I think we kind of surmised that she was mostly down with the whole thing. She had been doing porn for a while.
Uh-huh.
This girl, the new Angela, really just seems like a Slaughtered Vomit Dolls fan.
Yeah, she said she watched the movies and wanted to be in them or something.
And fucking hooked up with old Lucy online.
Yeah.
And so I think the lines get a little bit blurred here because she's just, you know, like a super fan that doesn't want to disappoint Lucifer.
Yeah, but I think that's like his whole shtick, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I think it is, huh?
Maybe.
That's
why I'm not buying this narrative at all. Like, this was his like magnum opus to his like own ego, I think. I don't know that this had anything to do with like an actual creative endeavor other than that a camera and some special effects were involved.
I remember what we were talking about now. I don't think Amira was like super bulimic because all of her puking scenes, there's only one or two, and she did not really seem into it.
I noted this. I didn't write it down, but I did note that the scene with her and the shot glasses on the, I guess, the restroom floor or something.
Yeah.
That seemed to be the most labor-intensive vomiting with, like, the least amount of payout that we've seen in the franchise so far.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. There's been times this new Angela's fucking puking, and she's doing it with a sense of fucking purpose, dude. Like, she's been doing it for a while, and she's trying to get the demons out. She doesn't even take her hand out of the way. She's just blah, 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 blah. She's fucking giving Hank Skinny a run for his money, dude. I think she outperformed Hank Skinny on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
But she was Hank also... I don't know, you know, they do all the bullshit where she talks about, oh, I'm purging and blah, blah, blah. It's fine. I can eat whatever I want as long as I throw up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, that was what made this one the more, it wasn't like accepting maybe the like baby raping. This one didn't seem as like brutal. It seemed like just sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all the, like, soliloquies and, like, line entries were just, for the most part, her sort of recounting, I guess, her childhood of, like, fucking her dad and...
Oh my god,
I guess technically being raped by her dad.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, but then she was saying shit like, I used to sit outside their door and make sure they didn't have sex. I'd cry.
Well, see, and this was annoying to me on a couple fronts, because it was, A, just depressing, but also it's like, that's also not an original perspective either. I've seen this in other stuff, where the daughter becomes like, it's the daughter's thing. They become jealous of the mom and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, then her other entries are just about her purging and stuff. Yeah. And it was all just sad. It wasn't
Yeah, it was all
sad.
Fucking pretty fucking sad, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was just sad.
But, and it's like, you know, the lines of fucking reality and Lucifer bullshit are always a fucking issue, so you never know what's real and what's not. But this fucking felt pretty damn real to me.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, I wouldn't even like venture to like speculate as to which parts are real or not.
Yeah.
I'd bet money Lucy's not a talented writer. So
that's true.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I can imagine them like doing an interview like, "Yeah, I used to sit in front of my parents' door while they had sex." And then he'd be like, tell him how your dad used to fuck you.
Yeah, tell him how you liked fucking your dad.
Yeah. I could see that happening.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Juice it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Isn't part of his lore, like, raising and fucking his sister or something?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so, I don't know. And that's what a lot of this movie is. It's like interviews, crawling around on the floor.
Lots of crawling about. Yeah.
Look at my face.
And puking and peeing.
Lots of piss play.
Mm-hmm. And then we get the, I think the bloody shot glass scenes, like one of the set pieces, right?
Yeah.
She's crawling around like she likes to do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking she's drunk. She's been.
Yeah, she's been drinking.
Been drinking. Shot glasses are just fucking everywhere. And she's scooting them in.
That's weird. That's why it's weird to me that even on the parent rating, the consumption wasn't like extreme. Because there's several scenes of them just like, of a man like gagging her.
Making her deep throat the fucking bottles. Yeah.
Yes.
And like feeding her just shot after shot after shot of vodka or something.
Sucking that bottle dick, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. So. I guess that's family friendly, though.
Yeah.
It's a moderate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's a priest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, she scoots all the fucking shot glasses into the bathroom, like you were saying, and lines them up and pukes in them. Hank Skinny style.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is when I realized she's not putting up Hank Skinny numbers.
Okay, yeah. Maybe in this scene.
It's very bloody,
and it's always fucking bloody.
I was trying to decide. I was like, "This is what is the practical effect at work here to make it so?"
Yeah, me and Lisa talked about that too.
Yeah, that's what I kept saying. Like, why is it fucking red every time?
I'm kind of assuming she just drank some of the fake blood that they use and puked it.
My guess, surely. I was trying to think. I was like, is this just like red Kool-Aid? I don't know. She just
that's what I thought Kool-Aid at first too.
But that's, it was like,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Totin' red.
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, what do you do? Like, you could probably do like corn syrup, fucking food dye or something.
Yeah, I assumed it was probably just something like that, like food colored something. But
yeah.
But not a lot of it was coming out. But what did come out was very red.
Yeah, you could tell once he figured out that recipe. He made everybody drink that shit.
Turned on some Little John, and that's all they drank.
Okay. Oh, we got just interviews, dude. That's what I'm calling them. They seem almost like interviews, right? She's just talking.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we like going over the plot or the whole like recap of the movie right now? Is that what we're doing?
We've just kind of got to hit highlights.
That's, and, like, that's basically what I'm doing.
There's no linear like track to follow.
So. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I'm trying to like go through my notes as we're talking. And
oh, do you have notes?
I do, but like it's all just, you know, random bullshit. Like
that's what I mean, because like I tried to. My notes are nonsense.
Exactly, mine too. Like there's no making sense of most of this.
And then at one point, she's during her fucking another one of her interviews, she's talking about how like I guess what her parents OD'd or something, and they would put. Have to eat charcoal and they puke it all out.
And then they give a demonstration.
Yeah, and she's like, oh yeah, is that what you fucking squirted at me when you used to fuck me?
Which, have you ever had that, by the way?
No.
Or, like, charcoal?
No.
Mm-mm.
What a taste that puts inside you, and it stays with you for a long time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you puke out black blobs?
Not, I didn't personally experience these levels of. Like, I didn't fill a toilet bowl with, you
just
know, molten
mud.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I almost threw up at this
point. He did. He did. Man, he just kept saying, like, I think I might throw up. And I was like, please don't fucking throw up.
Because
I'm going to throw up if you do.
This is the closest I've been to throwing up. I thought it was going to be regurgitated because I gagged a little bit on regurgitated. Yeah. This one, dude, I had to start planning my fucking exit strategy because if I didn't, I was going to puke on Lisa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to be real mad if I get puked on.
It got fucking shaky, dude, because she's
just part of why Jack won't even watch them with me. Because he knows that if I had to clean up vomit as a result of it, I'll have a mood about it.
Yeah.
That'll impact both of our days.
She is just fucking going hard puking, dude. Just puke, puke, puke. And she is puking, like Lisa said, like mud.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. So, like, in my experience, they like a stomach pumping is usually what they, like, refer to it as.
Uh-huh.
And so they, but no, I didn't even produce that much. And they were, like, making sure I didn't OD on liquor or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And the part that really almost sent me, dude, was when she reaches into the toilet and pulls out the big old glob of it.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, she's just fucking playing with it. Yeah, that was pretty gross.
So, like, other than, like, gratuitous amounts of snot, like, in-person displays of snot or, like, phlegm and stuff, it's pretty hard to, like, make me gag, like, over stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that one was rough. That was rough.
It's usually really hard to make me gag, too. There was one that made me gag. Was it Bloodshot?
Yeah. And I still don't know what scene it was.
I can't remember what scene it was. And it was weird, because, yeah, usually I'm not affected like that.
Was it? It was when he started licking her fucking heart or something, wasn't it?
No, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't remember. We talked about it in the thing, but I don't remember.
It might. No, I don't think it was the jiggly saw.
Fucking jiggly saw. Yeah.
There's a drag queen called Jiggly Caliente, and I kept saying it. I was like, oh, the Jiggly Caliente. He's going to give her the Jiggly Caliente.
Then we do the fucking...
Yeah, right after the mud scenes when we get the crucifix masturbation scenes.
Yeah.
Which, that's just... That's like a industry staple for, like, certain kinds of porn.
Yeah.
And this wasn't even, like, a good
entry. They make crucifix dildos. Dildos.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Now we're actually seeing old footage of old Angela in this.
Yeah.
If you remember Slaughtered Vomit Dolls, she gets the crucifix, goes in the bathtub, but she doesn't actually...
Yeah.
Or it's just implied that she's banging herself with Jesus. So it's like he's been holding on to this for fucking 8 years.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
Yeah. But yeah, we get to see the whole thing this time.
I think strange is just a gradient with this dude. So yeah. I can't really decide what's more strange about any of this other than it existing at all.
It's just weird. Why didn't he use it in Slaughtered Vomit Dolls? Was he like, oh, man, this is too much?
I bet you $50 it was like on a tape that he misplaced or something.
Probably.
This man doesn't strike me as like intentional with anything except for maybe the corn syrup that they obviously ingest.
He was probably just saving it for his private collection. And then...
Oh, yeah. It's like, nobody can probably see this.
The dumb bitch probably asked her to do it again. And she's like, I already did it, and you didn't even use it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure he's like, oh, yeah, this is mine. Nobody can see this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. The whole crucifix masturbation thing, it just, it's awkward to me, man. It was just kind of weird.
It was weird. I mean, what? I'm not saying I enjoyed it.
It wasn't hot.
No, it wasn't hot for me.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't, so I know that I'm like real gay, but
yeah.
No, it didn't do anything for me either. And I'm usually kind of into the sacrilegious shit.
Yeah.
But no, this one was still mostly just sad and also like awkward. I don't know.
Yeah. Like that was definitely more awkward. I mean, I guess, you know, you're just kind of, the whole thing is sad up to this point. So I guess it's hard to get turned on.
But also it's like a little, it's a little annoying because they do keep trying to do this. They keep trying to make this a tribute to Satan or something. And I don't, but they don't, they're not actually trying to do that though, because it's only referenced like on occasion.
Yeah, it is.
And then like nothing's done with that. So I don't know. I don't, it reads like how we would have made an edgy film when we were like 13 or 14. I don't know.
It's...
that might be about my damage. I don't know.
yeah, it's all over the fucking place, man.
Yeah, they need to pick a lane, any lane. Just stick with the vomit. That's what you do well.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of vomit, they puke on the fucking crucifix.
Yeah, they puke on it when they're done masturbating.
I guess it disturbs some people, maybe. I just was fucking over it at this point.
And then he starts, like, shoving the crucifix in her mouth and, like, fucking her with it and stuff. Was that Lucifer doing that?
That had to be.
I would assume so. I'm pretty sure all the POV shit is just Lucy.
Yeah.
Probably.
Definitely.
That's why it always involves, like, phallic-shaped objects and or blood-spewing dildos.
Yeah.
Never an actual penis.
And then we get to, I think, the next big set piece, which is the bug cake.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say.
Grasshopper. Also strange.
Yeah. Very weird.
Just in the bathroom. Small bathroom.
Yeah.
On the floor with a birthday cake.
Same bathroom she was puking in.
With
into the shot glasses.
Grasshopper sprinkles.
Yeah.
So Jack spent a lot of this movie on the front porch smoking weed. But he would come back inside on occasion, and I would present him with whatever scene was happening.
Yeah.
And this was when he finally made his firm exit into the bedroom. Was I asked him if he liked... if he would like a piece of grasshopper cake. I said, if I made you a cake with grasshoppers, would you eat it?
Yeah.
And he said, aren't those crickets? And I said, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Yeah. Aren't those crickets? That's great.
I said, you get on my nerves.
I don't know, man. Maybe there's a lot of different crickets. The only crickets I really see are black ones.
I'm sure there's like a, I know there's like a wide array of crickets.
Yeah. No, I think those were crickets.
Well, I think they were grasshoppers.
I don't know. Either way, they had the long bendy legs, which just,
I don't like.
So have you seen the, like, I'm going to go out on a ledge and assume you haven't had them, but you know, like the giant grasshoppers on a stick that they like flame roast?
Yeah.
In other countries.
Haven't had it.
Yeah, no, I've seen it, but no, I would not have it.
There's a strange, like, crunch and a mushy gushy that goes on.
Ew.
How's it taste?
Chicken? Just like burnt, whatever. Like, it's just like a burnt thing.
Just something like overcooked on a grill or something?
Yeah. Like, pretty much flavorless in my experience. I'm sure if they're, like, prepared differently, you can probably, like, season or do something. I don't know. It's not, like, a ton of you know, like protein to like.
Right.
I don't know. That's all I thought of though, because I had one that was, it was probably like a 7-inch like grasshopper or grasshopper adjacent creature on a stick.
If you're ever in a survival situation out in the woods and you got to eat bugs, you're supposed to pull the legs off the grasshoppers before you eat them.
This fucker was legs and all, but it was like crispy.
Yeah, probably helps.
It's a crunch crunch, but then there was a mushy gush. And I don't think that that would be well in a as a cake filling.
Yeah, just with a big bite of cake.
Do you think she actually ate the bugs?
I feel like in this situation, Lucy probably tries to, like, I feel like he's the type of guy with, like, a comb-over who tries to claim artistry, despite it just being a porno. And so I feel like he's probably like, no, we got to stay true to form. You need to, I need to witness you experience eating this cake. And I feel like that's probably what happened to these people.
I'm thinking, like, she definitely puts the bugs in her mouth, but I don't think she actually ate them. Because this
is one
of those scenes that has like 300 fucking cuts in it. So
yeah,
she probably, you know, spit them out. Hopefully, because maybe
this was the only organic vomit.
Because okay, if she chewed it and swallowed it, that would have been on fucking film in this movie, right?
No, yeah, you're onto something.
Because he would have fucking nutted.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, probably. And while she's eating bug cake, we have old Angela in the hotel room pissing in her own mouth. Pissing away.
Yeah.
Just covered, fucking hotel room covered in plastic.
Yeah, I did not want to pay
this. Which is the most respectful thing I've seen them do in this whole franchise, yeah, by the way.
I know, right?
Tarp a room down.
Not want to pay that fucking cleaning bill.
Yeah, and then, like, doing some fucking, like, basically a headstand on the wall or something. Yeah. Pissing into her own mouth.
You never just pussy pop on a handstand and give yourself a shot?
No.
And, yeah, dude. She's fucking legs up on the wall.
Yeah.
Shoulders on the fucking floor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The camera is, of course...
Colloquially, that's referred to as head down, ass up.
And, of course, the camera is just fucking bird's eye view just right on her fucking pussy, dude. And she just starts pissing on herself. And the, just in her mouth, like the perfect fucking little waterfall.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, this part was not as, like, graphically impactful to me as a previous piss entry, which is just her straddling like a little bucket situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like for like a solid stream of piss, but also it's like drip drop
yeah,
on the like surrounding I don't know, it's the scientific term, pussy lips.
Yeah definitely. Yeah, dude, this is where I learned, because we're all about personal growth here, this is where I learned why women have to fucking wipe after they pee. Because that shit fucking goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I know they're not all... It's not like a uniform situation. Like, you know, her vagina is not a model for all vaginas.
Yeah. Well, and also, you can also control the stream, too. Like,
right.
If you're, like, freaking pushing it out, then it's going to be going everywhere.
Well, I think that's why that part was most impactful to me, because I've been friends with women my entire life and was mostly raised by them as well. I've seen bitches squat in a parking lot and pee, and it's like a non-event.
Yeah.
But this lady was like, it was like a waterfall situation of piss going on. I guess it was just the force with which she was ejecting the urine. I don't know. It affected me.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so it's just cutting to fucking grasshopper cake. Angela fucking peeing on a new place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's peeing all over that fucking room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after like the fourth fucking cut of this, I fucking kind of gag again. Because it just starts to fucking get to me.
Because the pee...
I guess I'm surprised that pissing would impact anyone more than the actual vomit.
I don't know what it was, man. This was not attractive peeing.
No, it's definitely not attractive. I would definitely not use that as an adjective here.
I don't know if there's a way you can do peeing attractively. But
for sure there is.
This was probably the worst way you could do it.
Yeah, it wasn't great. The kids would say that she had negative aura. It wasn't an aesthetic or a vibe.
Yeah. It was fucking terrible. Probably because there's an air of sadness to all of it.
There is an undertone to all of it that is just sad.
Yeah.
First, pervasive.
First and foremost, this is a tragedy.
It's sad that this is being produced. It's sad that these people are doing it. It's sad that we're watching it.
Yeah, dude, big time. Oh, then we get our the pig comes into play.
This is my favorite part, other than the baby rape.
I'm guessing these are prostitutes or something. One's just getting fucking beat up by a...
Yeah.
by a fucking Vietnamese woman.
Is this Beelzebub, I wonder?
I think Beelzebub might have been the special effects people.
Special effects.
Yeah.
That checks out. That's a clever name.
It is, definitely.
Not a great showing by them, though.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Step down.
Yeah, we're working backwards here.
Which makes me think that the autopsy guys must have done the regurgitated sacrifice.
Yeah, because it was kind of okay.
I thought it was pretty goddamn good.
Squid hat covered a multitude of evils. I can forgive a lot when you give me a squid head.
Oh, yeah, dude, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we just get another regurgitated sacrifice, dude? Yeah, so...
there can only be one.
It's probably a blessing.
And Pig Lady's just getting fucked up, dude. Okay?
Yeah.
Just get beat up. They put a pig mask on her. And this little woman, I don't know what her name is. I can't remember what the fucking credits were. Of course, nobody... You never know who's who.
Yeah, they don't...
Maybe this is fucking Miss Lucy or whatever. She's beating the shit out of the pig lady.
Yeah.
Pig lady's just getting the shit kicked out of her by this little fucking Vietnamese girl. I don't know if she's Vietnamese. And then the little one pulls out Miss Piggy's fucking tampon.
Yeah, she does.
Oh.
Bloody tampon and starts slapping her in the face with it.
Yeah.
This is what really brought the scene home for me.
Then we get our first appearance by one Hank Skinny.
Did you already talk about the part where she's peeing in that vase on the table and she goes, in really slow-mo, she says, want to see me piss?
Oh, no. Mention it.
No. Want to see me piss?
Yeah, that fucking just weird slow-mo voice again.
That's my
half. Which they don't engage in as much this one. This movie, they spend a lot more time undercutting, like, actual babies.
Yeah.
Like, laughing or making sounds. Like the new Angela will smile or, like, giggle, and it'll be a baby's giggle instead.
Yeah, I did not like any of that.
Yeah, that was discomforting.
No fucking notable lines in this one either.
There's not any bangers like I can talk slowly.
I don't know what's left of me, but you can fuck it if you want.
Unbeaten those.
That's my half Japanese shirt. I don't know why, but I fucking love that one, dude.
No, the only one we got was want to see me piss.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out what the fuck a half Japanese shirt is. But anyway, Hank Skinny's coming into the picture. You know it's a party when Hank Skinny's involved.
Absolutely. He is the party.
We're in some kind of fucking, looks like a basement or something, right? And I'm assuming it's not theirs because it is tarped the fuck out to clean up any blood. And yeah, There's a pregnant woman leaned up against the wall, and old Hank just starts cutting her stomach open.
Yeah. It is.
A little impromptu C-section.
Yeah.
Now, what do you guys think about this scene here? How are the special
effects? Like I said, I'm definitely pro-choice. This seemed a little late in the game. Also, I thought this was their worst or weakest display of practical effects so far, maybe.
Yeah, I think I agree, man. Especially coming off regurgitated.
The baby and the, like, mother's intestines and entrails and what have you were sort of comically bad. Which is probably a blessing.
Maybe. I mean, all the guts were all different colors. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or not, but it was noticeable. I was like, that's a little weird.
Yeah. And the, there was some of it that was just like, it looked just like white tubing of some kind.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. It was bizarre.
Yeah. And they pulls the baby out.
Yeah.
Now, this baby reminds me of those super big, like, 5-pound gummy bears.
Okay, yeah. It is, like, floppy.
Okay, so, I'm a girl.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a water baby. They were these baby dolls that you filled up with water.
I'm not a girl, but I do recall these existing.
That's what it looks like.
Looks like a water baby.
Mm-hmm. Those things were nightmare fuel as a child, by the way.
Yeah, that's really what it looked like.
I guess I don't know what a water baby is.
Yeah, because it's
pretty much what it sounds like. It's like a hollowed out baby that you literally just fill with water.
Oh, okay.
Like a waterbed, but in baby form.
Yeah, it's like
hell yeah.
They're like it's like uber floppy. I don't know. It is what that thing looked like though.
I was thinking like because it was like pure red. Like it was almost like molded in like red silicone or something, right?
Yeah, of everything that came from the mother's womb, it was the most red.
So I was like, man, that thing looks gummy, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know what they made it out of or what they... Very fake-looking baby, though.
That was horrible.
I guess it's probably just a silicone mold, I would assume. Just some, like, low-density silicone or something, though, because it was just floppy.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know, man. It seemed to be kind of fucking hard because it was giving that fucking blender a run for its money.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep. We do a little bathtub puking. We're just cutting back and forth as we usually do. Hank's just biting the shit out of this baby's face. Like,
he is.
You're so cute. You're so smart.
Maybe it was a gummy.
You're so cute. I'm going to bite your fucking face.
And then, I don't know, man. He ends up fucking just raping that baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get the funnel puke. We go back to Miss Piggy and the...
Yep.
I guess Lucy. And Lucy is just duct taping this funnel to this lady's fucking face, dude.
Yeah.
And she just starts puking in the funnel. And puking. And
now I've seen videos that use this type of apparatus, like a funnel, like a ball gag, but it's a funnel.
Okay.
And like people will piss into the funnel.
Oh.
And stuff like that. I've not seen a vomit funnel before today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've seen some shit like this on like Jackass or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was fucking weird, and it was one of those things that went on for way too long.
That's what this is. This is a sad Jackass.
Is Johnny Knoxville hot, or is that just me?
Man, I used to think he was hot.
I think he's hot.
Okay. Yeah. I've never actually, I've seen clips of the midget kicking himself in the face that I'm pretty sure is from Jackass.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think I've actually ever seen Jackass, though, outside of those clips.
It's kind of like this, but not as sad.
Yeah, less baby rape, I would assume.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, so we're just fucking funnel puking. Hank's playing with a fucking baby. He's raping it. bite in the face. And then he gets the old blender out.
Yep.
Rips the baby's arms off, throws it in the blender, starts blending it up.
Yeah, just blending fucking baby arms.
And I think to give it a little bit of juice, because you want to have some liquid in there, he pukes in it.
Yeah.
Which is really just economic.
Yeah, right. And this baby is not blending up.
Nope.
No matter how much he pukes in there, this baby is going nowhere. So much so that the blender starts fucking smoking, dude.
I know. Not a great blender budget.
Yeah, that blender was fucking toast.
Yeah.
And that shit stinks, dude. But I mean, the whole room's fucking puke at this point, so you probably don't even know.
That's, you know.
The last thing he did, before he broke the blender was put the head in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he put, when he picked up the baby head, he said, "What's up, hooker?"
Yeah, I liked that.
Like, what the fuck, man? And then he throws it in the blender.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's, yeah, that's when he breaks it.
Yeah, and the whole blender's just fucking smoking, and he picks it up and fucking chugs it.
Yeah, he just picks up the whole blender and drinks it.
He does the fucking Hank Skinny special, fucking drinks it, pukes it, drinks it, pukes it.
Maybe he just has externalized his entire, like, digestional situation. Like, maybe he had to outsource his stomach's whole job or something. Maybe that's the real point. Maybe this is a documentary about Hank Skinny and his terrible dietary habits.
Right. I'm thinking that Hank Skinny kind of phoned it in on this one a little bit, man.
He did mention this, and I guess.
He didn't seem...
But I mean, in his defense, he really did try to rape that baby. It was just a poorly made baby.
I don't know, dude. His pukes didn't have that same fucking oomph to him, you know what I mean?
Well, there's no telling what that fucking baby was made out of.
Yeah.
I would like to know, though.
Like, okay, his debut in fucking Slaughtered Vomit Dolls, where he just...
Yeah, he shows started off real strong.
It just pans across his whole fucking gut, and he's got this random belt buckle that says Henry. And he's just puking and fucking puking and spraying the camera and puking. He's got a severed arm and puking. It was wild. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Regurgitated sacrifice, fucking octopus hat, shove a tentacle in your mouth, you puke, shove a tentacle in my mouth, I puke on you, fucking rinse and repeat.
The brain. Puke in the brain.
Oh my god, it was insane.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just fucking, it's just too much, we're desensitized, so now he rapes.
Lightning can only strike so many times.
Now he rapes a baby, and I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah,
it's
god.
That's bad. I don't know. One thing about Hank Skinny I forgot to mention on the last movie. I noticed a Alkaline Trio tattoo. So he must be an Alkaline Trio fan. Or just likes the album art. It's from the album Agony and Irony.
I was about to say, those people exist, by the way. Because someone had an... I've encountered someone with, like, O-negative tattoos. Who had no clue what I was talking about when I asked them about it.
Now, he had that tattoo in Slaughtered Vomit Dolls. He added to the album art collection and Regurgitated Sacrifice. He got the album art from Big Black's Songs About Fucking.
That's on theme.
So, I at least share his taste in music. I don't know about his taste in puking or...
Sexual partners.
Rape targets.
Rape targets? So you have rape targets. Just not the same ones as Hank Skinny.
Yeah, he's raping babies.
He likes his babies on the firmer side, you know?
Yeah.
That baby looked like it was fruit punch flavored, and I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta go blue raspberry.
Exactly.
Yeah, fruit punch is gross.
Absolutely. Worst tier of Gatorade.
Yeah, I was like, there's not much after that. Just more Angela talking and... Hank Skinny anoints himself with the smoothie at one point.
He does engage in a bird bath situation.
And then they do the weird, I was first abducted in, blah, blah, blah. You know.
Yeah.
They do that thing again.
I blacked that out.
It was just a weird little clip towards the end. And I thought that was strange.
I was probably still dealing with the baby.
And then, yeah, more puking, more videos. And that's it.
Yeah, that's the fucking movie. Yeah, so this is our final appearance from Amira Levy.
Oh, I was going to ask you earlier, what year did you say she died?
2017.
That's much later, though.
Yeah, and I think the next movie we're doing is from 2015.
Uh-huh.
But she's not in that one. Of course, Amira Levy is just her stage name. Her real name's Brandy Petrie.
Okay.
I've just chosen to call her Amira Levy because, I don't know, she obviously wanted to go by this name for the fucking Vomit Gore trilogy, so yeah. I chose to use it.
Yeah.
And I've brought it up pretty much every episode so far, but there's that one little featurette called It Really Hurts to Laugh, mm-hmm. And I think... Great titles, by the way. If it's one thing Lucifer Valentine can do, he can make a fucking title for a movie. But yeah, anyway,
well, when you divorce yourself from it having to do with anything else, you know, the endeavor takes on a whole new direction.
Yeah.
Okay, but see, that's the thing about It Really Hurts to Laugh, though.
Yeah,
this might be the best movie that he's done so far.
I would agree.
Apparently, I don't know, she fucked herself up. I don't know, she broke a rib or something. Anytime she laughs, it fucking kills her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, really hurts to laugh. But as far as I can tell with my cursory research, I think that's the closest you get to the actual Brandy Petrie. And she seemed like a really interesting person. I think she has a captivating presence, and she can really command a camera. Now, of course, you get a little bit of the stink of Lucifer Valentine because he is the one that put it out, of course. But it's minimal. Oh, it's really just kind of her talking. I think it's worth a watch. If you want to get a little more insight to Brandy, I think you should check it out. I think she did a pretty good job in the... she is the OG slaughtered vomit doll.
Yeah.
And I think she deserves some recognition. Now, she did do an interview, I think, in 2015. It was only a text-based thing, so it could have been just Lucifer Valentine the entire time.
Probably was.
But she did express interest of doing another Vomit Gore movie. She also, the interviewer also asks, what was the hardest thing about Slaughtered Vomit Dolls?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, smoking a maggot-laced joint. She's like, oh. I just couldn't do it. And the funny thing is in a Lucifer Valentine interview, he was like, yeah, I tried to get her to smoke a maggot-laced joint, but the maggots wouldn't cooperate.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
They've always been unruly.
But anyway, in case you were wondering, did Lucifer Valentine have Brandy murdered? Is it a grand fucking... vomit doll conspiracy?
I don't know, is it?
Well, at risk of sounding like a fucking true crime podcast, I'll give you the inside scoop.
Oh, God.
Maybe not the inside scoop, but it's public information.
Say inside of what?
Yeah.
Inside of Canada local news.
Don't you know?
She was murdered in a minor drug dispute. She was 34 years old.
Wasn't that minor?
Yeah.
The bitch died. Pretty major.
The guy who murdered her, one Travis McFile, he was 21 years old at the time. He had been on a drug-fueled bender and hadn't slept for 5 days. Mm. He was with a woman he had met only 4 days earlier, and they were just punk partying it up. And they called a dial-a-dope drug line. Apparently in Canada, you just call a number and meet up with a drug dealer. I don't know. Damn. I guess it's just calling a drug dealer. They just have a funny name for it in Canada. Dial-a-dope.
I don't know.
Now this
I know more recently that there are facilities in Canada that will test people's drugs for them to, like, ensure that they're not ingesting, like, copious amounts of more overtly hazardous,
mm-hmm.
You know, like cutting agents and...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fun stuff.
Hmm.
Now, this particular... So
they've always been a little bit freer than us on that front.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No, I was like, it's a good idea.
Now, this particular dial-a-dope drug line was run by Miss Brandy and another dude. Then they agreed to meet up, and our fucking Travis McFile guy tried to buy the drugs with a prepaid credit card that the woman had stolen from her mother.
Hmm.
Now, of course, drug dealers typically do not take credit cards. They usually insist on cash,
mm-hmm.
which is what Brandy and her friend did. And then Travis shot Brandy with a sawed-off shotgun.
Damn.
I'm trying to get the name of the dude she was with. It's just saying his last name. Avery Levely Flesher. So at this point, Brandy shot Avery... Just kind of has superficial wounds. They end up wrecking their car. Avery calls 911. Our assailants are fleeing the scene where the woman is like, hey, we got to go back and get the fucking drugs, dude.
Oh, my God.
You got to love a crackhead, man.
I know.
And
oh, man.
The dude... the Travis dude's like, eh, fuck that. We just shot those people. At that point, the woman points the shotgun at her own head and says she's going to shoot herself if they don't go back. So then I'm going back to the scene. Less than 5 minutes after Avery calls 911, and they end up shooting Avery, dealing the drugs, and getting caught by the police.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking rough, man.
I feel like I would have just let her shoot herself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I know in crackhead timelines, when you've been awake and together for 5 days, that's basically, like,
uh-huh.
a 10-year marriage.
Yeah.
So I get it, but, like, you know, I think in that situation, you just gotta let her shoot herself.
Yeah. They end up getting, Our Travis guy pleaded guilty to 2 counts of second-degree murder in October 2019. Doesn't say anything about the woman that threatened to shoot herself if they didn't go back and get the drugs. Brandy left behind 3 children that have been adopted by Brandy's family. So, they've found homes.
Oh, that's good.
Family that produced her.
We all got a little Angela Aberdeen in us
all. Oh, my God.
The woman named in court has not been charged in the murders, according to some person. So I guess the fucking crazy
that
bitch.
That meant she testified.
The crazy bitch didn't get shit. But anyway, I just thought we would honor our OG, Angela Aberdeen. Thank you.
Shitty way to go.
For, thank you for the puke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the pee.
You can keep the pee. But yeah, thank you for the pee. Oh, what about that? We didn't go through the part where, again, you don't know what's real and what's not. She's like, yeah, we're 3 months behind on all our bills. And
yeah, I'm going to this guy's house and putting a noose around my neck until I pass out.
Oh, yeah.
And he pays me.
Yeah.
He pays me so well.
Yeah. It's fucked.
That's what I don't. This is why I'm not buying that this was even. This is why it takes 2 years to film, too, because he's just filming his life, I think. This is just what these people get up to for the most part.
Maybe.
Yeah, dude. And so, yeah, this woman's fucking 3 months behind on all her fucking bills and rent and shit. And
yeah, because Lucy's not paying her in anything but fucking dildos and.
Yeah, he's probably like, hey, I'll give you $100 to fucking pee in your own face.
Yeah, uh-huh. You want this maggot? You want this maggot? No, Lucy, I don't.
Yeah, the whole thing's fucked. Yeah, this is like, we were talking about it last night, like, where's the line in exploitation? And this definitely is way over the line.
Yeah, it's somewhere north of here. I don't know.
But we were talking about that hoarder show, and that's definitely a form of exploitation, right?
Right. I made the argument that I don't think you can make reality TV without being exploitative.
But it's generally accepted.
Yeah. That's the nature of consumerism.
Yeah.
Well, and then even like, you know, on YouTube, you can go right now and find like interviews with like prostitutes and stuff. And not happy prostitutes either. Sad prostitutes.
The happy ones, they're not like out doing, you know, they're not on these like documentaries and stuff. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's not much better than a fucking slaughtered vomit dolls, is it?
No, I don't think so.
But I mean, you know, they got millions of views and all the comments are like, oh, I hope she does okay. Oh, this is a great video.
It does become an issue when everyone's like on copious amounts of drugs and it's taking years to produce arguably minimal footage. And, you know, I'm like, this is just suspicious, you know.
Took 2.5 years to piss in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know about her.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that the new Angela, she got like new tattoos in between. She got that big fucking chest piece. And then it's just disappearing and reappearing.
Yeah. So, that's what I mean.
So, yeah.
I noticed. That's what I mean. That I gave up on linear on episode one of this. But
yeah, so I believe it took fucking years to fucking shoot this piece of shit, dude.
No, absolutely. And that's what's suspicious to me about it. It's like, I'm not saying anyone was. You can't argue coercion because you don't know these people and you don't really know what anything was happening. But it is like no one was on a level playing field here.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess if we're going to be generous, maybe it's like, all right, I just fucked your face with a vodka bottle. Go ahead and take a few weeks off.
Yeah. Maybe.
Rinse and repeat for fucking 2.5 years.
And I think it was... It took a few months for Lucy to like have enough money to convince these women to come engage in the next act of whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, and we did. We've been fucking complaining, you know, for Lucy to show his fucking dick, right? And I think we got to see the little head of it today.
I couldn't tell. Granted, there's a lot of funny looking dickheads out there in the world.
Yeah.
That was a funny looking little dickhead.
Yeah, we didn't mention it, but he fucking pees on our piss wizard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
What if that was also a little prosthetic, though? I'm convinced he, like...
will never show his dick, because it's just, like, fucking deformed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I hated it.
Yeah.
That's my overall thoughts. I didn't like it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm right there with you.
What was your what the fuck moment, Lisa?
My what the fuck moment was Hank Skinny fucking that baby.
Yeah. It's
Yeah, baby rape is definitely a what the fuck moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with fetus fondling. There's something gentler about that. I don't know.
Fetus fondling.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think it's up there with cannibal coitus.
Yeah.
Like a prenatal penetration. That's even less severe sounding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a fucking doctor operation. Procedure. Yeah.
Well, what's your what the fuck moment, Bo?
Probably the if it can't be baby fucking, it's gotta be probably the tampon situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Miss Piggy.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Yeah. I fucking gagged on that.
Yeah, well, and yeah. And it smeared. It left smear marks. And I understand that was probably the best application of practical effects, but they for sure pulled that tampon out of her at first. I'm not saying it was that. I don't think they were actually like wiping her menstrual fluid all over her face, but
yeah,
I agree.
The effect was potent.
Yeah, it worked. Mm-hmm. It worked. Man. Yeah, fucking worked on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this is by far the fucking grossest one of the trilogy, dude. I was so fucking close to throwing up on this one, man.
Yeah.
I think if during all those weird little cuts of like puking and pissing and puking and pissing, if one of those cuts was just somebody just taking a shit on the floor, dude, would have been game over for me, man.
Yeah. Something about, I think probably me too. Like I said, I don't really, well, cause her charcoal toilet, it read poop.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was giving poop.
It was giving poop vibes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one almost took me there, I guess.
Yeah. Ugh. Speaking of which, that's going to be my what the fuck
moment. Is that your what the fuck moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
She's just fucking puking up. Blobs, dude.
Yeah.
And then what sealed the deal is she just reaches in that toilet and grabs the fucking biggest.
Yeah.
Mud
and it was like thick. You know? It didn't like there wasn't like water tension at play on the surface of that. It was just like a pile of it. You know?
What the fuck was it had to be that charcoal shit, right?
Yeah, but I've never.
Oh my god.
That was
I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
They fucking ground up some of the fucking Kingsford briquettes, mixed it in a smoothie, and fucking chugged it, dude. My god, it was so fucking nasty, dude. I'm about to puke just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, not great.
Lisa.
Yeah.
How spicy is this movie, baby?
All right. I'm going to say something weird.
Hell yeah. That's what we're here for.
I mean, not as weird as you think. I'm going to say, like, pickled ginger.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
You know, like that weird spicy. Like, not really spicy, but like... Kind of like wasabi.
I happen to really like ginger.
Dude, I fucking love pickled ginger, dude.
I hate ginger, too.
We had a whole jar of it, and I would just fucking eat it.
I put ginger in a lot of... I have jars, like, different types of ginger that I get at, like, the Asian market, and I put it in, like, everything. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Ginger's badass.
Yeah, but it's like... It's like wasabi, it's just... like how wasabi has that weird, like, almost spicy kind of taste.
Yeah,
that's how ginger is for me. It has almost like a spicy, but not
it's
really.
Definitely it's a distinctive profile for sure.
Yeah, it's weird, like a spicy, not spicy sort of thing. It like just kind of fucks your tongue up a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, it activates something for sure.
Yeah, and that's what this movie is.
Hell yeah, something got activated in Lisa.
Yeah.
All right, Bo. Yeah. How spicy is this movie?
I'm gonna go with like. I like my eggs on the runny side, but when they're too runny and also like slathered with Tabasco.
Yeah.
Oh.
That.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
How about you, Chris?
Okay. Let me set the scene for you.
Okay.
I want you to walk to your cupboard. Find a cup of hot and spicy chicken noodles. ramen noodles. I want you to peel that lid halfway. Don't peel it all the way off. Okay. Now, instead of putting water in there, you're just going to fucking piss in it.
I figured, I didn't know if we were going piss or vomit here, but I felt one or the other coming.
Now, up to the fill line.
And you're going to... This is a well-hydrated piss.
Oh, this is the fucking oranges of piss.
That's what I figured.
This is the I only drink Dr. Pepper piss.
Yeah,
that's what I thought was happening.
There might be a fucking kidney stone in there.
Yeah, it's the chunky.
All right, and you're going to microwave that motherfucker for 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and you're going to chow down.
Yeah, tangy.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, Lisa.
Yeah.
Give us your star rating and where you're going to put it on the leaderboard.
Well, my star rating is going to be tied with Devil's Experiment and Slaughtered Vomit Dolls at half a star.
Half a star. Half a star. Yeah.
And it's going to go at the very bottom of my list.
All right.
Below Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
All right, Bo. What's your star rating and where does it fall on your leaderboard?
For star rating, I guess I got to stick with this is just a porn and it's just not a good one. So I guess we're going to go like 1 star.
All right.
And leaderboard. Yeah, I'll put it right above Devil's Experiment.
Okay.
If the baby had, I don't know. It was just sort of incongruous amounts of vag shots and then poorly crafted babies. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Here's
why it exists.
Like, okay, Lucera Valentine has some skills as a director. Like, I like his editing. I like a lot of the cinematography. All the weird little shots he does, I think, are pretty cool.
I think so too. I think he's got the like psychological thriller sort of cinematography style.
Exactly. He could make a fucking terrifying horror movie, dude.
Yeah, but I don't think he, not if he's the one like writing and producing it, I don't think.
Yeah.
So, and these are, they've submitted that this is the product of his writing and what a joke that is. You know?
Yeah, dude. He's kind of... If he could just chill out with the fucking porno shit, he could make a sick fucking movie, man.
Or just, like, actually go that way with it, you know? Like, just decide what lane we're in.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably squeeze some fucking puking into any horror movie.
Absolutely. Like, a ton. You could probably put, like, too much puking and it'd still be a good movie.
Yeah, dude. Because Regurgitated Sacrifice, there are some parts in that movie that were pretty fucking scary, dude. Like, the fucking conjoined twins coming out of the fucking forest. Like, if he would have threw a jump scare in there, I would have jumped out of my fucking chair. Or the, I was abducted in 1973.
Yeah. Oh, we also didn't mention the face mask made another appearance as well.
Oh, yeah.
But also for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just like for one shot.
But I mean, I don't know if he can make another movie under the name of Lucifer Valentine, which is why I would like to offer up Satan Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's a gold mine, that one.
Yeah, you can use that name, Lucifer Valentine. I won't even charge you for it. Just make a cool horror movie. Chill on the piss.
Give us a shout out.
Yeah. Maybe cut the piss out. Tragic stories of broken women. Maybe leave that out.
So if you could just make another one, but you know, not like anything you've done so far.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, I'd be happy with another Regurgitated Sacrifice, dude, because I actually kind of like that one. Even
it was the best one so far.
Even
we like it. Yeah, it's the most okay.
Yeah.
It was at least
these aren't good.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was at least like a spectacle, right? Like
absolutely,
you were watching some shit. Whether
there
it was
some, yeah.
Maybe it wasn't good, but man, it was wild.
Well, this one almost had that, but it was, it was like an uncomfortable amount of vaginas being put through some stuff. And
and I guess with these movies, it's like once you kind of get over the shock value of like puking and stuff, there's really nothing left.
That's the whole bit, I think. Uh-huh. So I think that's part of the reason this one fell so flat for me, too, because there was still a lot of gratuitous, gross stuff happening, but it was like, I don't think it was done as well as in the second one.
Yeah. Second one is the pinnacle.
And I know you said Hank Skinny phoned it in, but I think he did what he could with what he was dealt with.
Yeah, maybe. He might be right. I mean, he's been fucking going hard for almost 10 years at this point. Maybe he needs to fucking slow down.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and your leaderboard placing?
I'm going to have to give this one star.
Yeah.
And I'm going to slot it in. This is a new low for me. Number 16.
I almost put it on my last two, but I really just got... Devil's Experiment is so garbage.
What would you watch again? Devil's Experiment or Slow Torture Puke Chamber?
If I had to choose, I would just assume the face down ass up position and piss in my own mouth. You know?
Yeah. I would watch Devil's Experiment fucking 10 times before I watch Slow Torture Puke Chamber again. Dude, for real. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, if I had to choose, I would watch Devil's Experiment again.
Yeah, I guess that one's probably more... I don't know. I hated them both for completely different reasons.
I know. Yeah.
I am unhappy with where I have Devil's Experiment on my leaderboard.
It's up there for you.
It is up there, and it should not be.
Yeah, but it's got some shitty... stuff underneath it too.
The only thing that's keeping it so high is it's our very first episode, so it's got some sentimental value, and the eyeball scene was probably the best we've ever seen.
Well, and also we've a whole trilogy that is underneath it that probably deserves to be. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like I have regurgitated too low. Maybe I'm just remembering the highlights.
I put it higher.
You got it at number 7, which is up there.
Yeah.
Well, it was like you said a bit ago, it was, as a standalone, I think it was okay.
Yeah.
If you can divorce yourself from, like, expecting anything like a narrative or, like, linear storytelling, it was great, like, shock and awe, just sort of discomfort. I don't know.
Right, yeah. It would be the perfect, like, I don't know, maybe cut, like, it would be the perfect, like, make little videos out of it and put them on YouTube, like, little 10-minute chunks or something, because there's some wild shit in there. There's also a lot of bullshit in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The more I look at my list, the more I fucking want to change shit around, and we cannot do that.
No. Yeah, you gotta.
You're fucking locked in, which I think, I don't know.
Then forget it.
I think... With regurgitated, at least it was like, hurry the fuck up, and I just kind of put it in there.
No problem.
All right, that's going to do it for Slow Torture Puke Chamber.
Slow
it was.
It was slow and torturous. We only have one movie left before we're out of this puke chamber.
Yeah.
And that is Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
My God.
I know.
Are you excited for this one, Lisa?
Oh, I'm not. Not at all.
Do you think that they get to pick out their wands? Or no, the wand chooses the Nazi?
Yeah, the wand chooses the Nazi.
What?
I have a sneaking suspicion this is more the like hooded wizard and not the...
Not the you're a wizard, Harry.
Not the Aloha Mora.
What spells do you think a Nazi sex wizard performs?
I think he does burning crosses in the front yard kind.
And some raping.
Well, let's see if I just gotta know if Hank's Skinny's in it. I hope he's a Nazi.
He will be.
You know he is.
Yeah. He'll be the fucking leader.
Yeah. He's the Grand Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
No Hope Likens either. Oh, but this is billed as a prequel to Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
Yeah, well, no. You know, that would matter if there was a fucking story.
Uh-huh.
There's just not. Prequel. Yeah. Suck a dick, Lucy.
We didn't really go into it, but you know how the whole fucking Lucifer Valentine shit on social media and whatnot, everybody hates him. According to Reddit, Hope Likens is one of the people that did not have a good experience with Lucifer Valentine.
Imagine that.
I don't know if maybe it was the vodka throat fucking or the crucifix rape, but
or the profuse slapping. slapped her so much.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't find anything from her. Which
she went home, said, "I'm so sorry, Dad," and then never left the house again.
Maybe I'm not a fan of Lucifer Valentine. Maybe I got in over my head.
They say never meet your idols, but they also don't say stop idolizing fucking idiots.
And unfortunately, her idol was a Nazi sex wizard.
Yeah.
Tune in next time when we fucking finish up the Vomit Gore quadrilogy.
Yeah.
And
it's gonna be so fun.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to be fucking done with it.
Exactly. I'm ready to move on, man. I'm ready to get out of this slow torture puke chamber.
Yep.
But, we'll see you next time on What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.